Night is Young and the Music's High by Opalish. Read by Rhea 314.
Critella.
Joy and Repetition.
Lattice Frames.
Mariana.
The Dragon Girl.
And Judasaur.
Yuri used to have a perfectly reasonable system in place for handling the press. It was a simple, foolproof, easy-to-remember process. Step 1. See them coming. Step 2. Pretend he didn't. Step 3. Walk away quickly. If he did find himself cornered, he'd give curt, stilted answers until the secondhand social anxiety overwhelmed whoever was trying to interview him. They generally left him alone pretty quickly. He barely even had to try for it. He was just that good. Minako-sensei described it as Yuri being
standoffish.
Pajit called him an
awkward turtle.
Mari told him he was
kind of a jackass sometimes.
After Victor, though, that all changes. It's like Yuri's incapable of doing things the old way. He opens his mouth and can't even remember what he said by the time he's done talking, or why he's got his fists raised in the air. Minako-sensei describes it as Yuri
opening up.
Pajit calls him a
walking meme.
Mari tells him to
please never say the words power of love ever again. People here know I'm related to you.
All Yuri knows for sure is that he's different now, in a way he can't entirely predict or control. He's different because of Victor. He wants to understand and be understood. He wants to reach out to other people instead of shying away when they reach out to him. Which means it's entirely Victor's fault that he winds up breakdancing at a press conference after nationals. He's not even drunk. Of course he isn't. It's a press conference. But at least drunkenness would explain his extended moment of madness. It's just some brash young reporter asks a few leading questions about worlds, trying to drum up a confession of hate-fueled antagonism between Yuri and Yurio. The man wants conflict. He wants Yuri to swear vengeance on Yurio, or say his GPF-SP was underscored, or maybe even to complain that the Russians get unfair favoritism in international events, the Nikiforov effect. According to those who believe it, the judges are so used to handing out high scores that they just can't help themselves anymore. Yuri's seeing comments like that online, and they leave him feeling sick to his stomach. He's so uncomfortable that he makes an offhand comment about how even if he loses to Yuri Plesetsky at Worlds, at least he's ahead 2-0 in their breakdancing contests. The reporter doesn't expect that. No one does. A few people laugh uncertainly, politely, like they think he's making a bizarre joke and don't want him to feel bad about it flopping. He's sure he'll appreciate the effort later, when he feels less like disappearing into thin air, never to be seen again. To be fair, even he finds it hard to believe that he's not making that up. He still doesn't understand how he managed to drag Yurio into a dance-off in the first place, or why they found themselves going for round 2 in Barcelona. Unfortunately, not everyone assumes he's joking. Moroka, who knows him better than most, gapes. And young Minami, his bronze medal proudly on display, gasps out loud, then demands they have a dance-off, right then and there. Yuri's not sure where the music comes from. He's not sure how Minami clears all the chairs away in roughly 2 seconds, or why the silver medalist helps. He's not even sure who allows Minami-kun to leave his house in the first place. He's not sure who allows him to leave Utopia. If his family actually loved him, they'd lock him in a storage room and feed him katsudon until he's too big to fit through the door. All he knows is that Minami throws himself into dancing. Minami's coach looks positively tortured, but also resigned to this really happening. And it hits Yuri that there's only one way to keep Minami-kun from becoming a joke to the entire world. At some point, when Yuri's upside down and spinning, he realizes he's close enough to Moroka to sincerely, if breathlessly, apologize for the trouble. His despairing,
I don't know why this keeps happening to me,
is also picked up by the mics. He discovers when he watches the video the next day. The video goes viral, just like his backstage hugging spree, just like the lip lick at the Cup of China, just like the kiss at the Cup of China. All of it. entirely Victor's fault. Russian nationals still have a day to go. Mila sees the video first, as Victor and Yuri have both their phones confiscated by Yakov due to their inability to stop checking on the Japanese nationals, and she promptly organizes a viewing party that evening, all of Russia's best skaters in a room watching Victor's fiancé prove he can move, even when it's entirely inappropriate. No, Mila thinks, that doesn't quite fit what she knows about Kotsky. More like, especially when it's entirely inappropriate.
Humph.
Yuri Plesetsky grumbles, sneering.
That Minowetsit sucks. I'm way better.
Are you jealous?
Mila asks, delighted.
Aw, Yuri, you're sad he breakdances with other boys?
Shut the fuck up, hag. I am not.
Yuri's so perfect.
Victor says, gasping, eyes wide and his hands pressed to his cheeks. He looks ridiculous, like a small child staring through a bakery window at the biggest cake, or like Yuri finding a leopard print bathrobe in a department store.
Did you hear him apologize? It was so cute. He's so cute. So Eros.
Someday, someone's going to tell Victor that using Eros as a description will never actually catch on, no matter how hard he tries to make it a thing. Mila hopes she's there when it happens. The pouting will be epic.
I can't.
Victor declares.
I can't even. My phone. I need... Mila, let me see your phone. Please?
Yakov will never forgive her if he finds out, but Mila is first and foremost in it for the lulz.
Sure, I guess.
She agrees, passing it over. Victor grabs at it like it's bread and he's been starving for days.
Are you booking an overnight ticket to Japan? Your free skate is tomorrow, jackass!
Yuri, oh no! Give me back Mila's phone! Why?
Mila's so glad Kotsky swept Victor off his feet the year before. Who knew that under all that detached charm and steely perfectionism beat the heart of a hopeless fanboy?
Ugh, love.
Georgie sighs, mascara and eyeshadow smearing his face as he weeps. He clasps his hands to his heart and watches Victor all but tackle Yuri to get Mila's phone. If they break it, she's breaking both of them.
So beautiful. So out of reach. Anya, my heart and soul.
Anya shudders and scoots a little further away. Several other skaters, less important because they're not on Team Yakov, obviously, stare in open bewilderment as Mila's rinkmates collectively lose their shit. Ah, to think they'd once maintained a reputation as unreachable, untouchable, too cool for school, basically. And now everyone gets to see Victor whining like a toddler for his boyfriend and Yuri being adorably territorial over his breakdancing rival. To be fair, no one is surprised by Georgie or his mascara-tinted rivers of tears. Georgie doesn't so much feel emotions as he does broadcast them to the universe. Loudly. Mila considers the evening to be a great success. And not only because she was clever enough to have Anya film Victor and Yuri's reactions to the video. They posted online later that night, inciting a flurry of similar videos of other skaters around the world. Mila reblogs Odebex twice. He watches the entire breakdance blank-faced, and then turns to whoever's filming him and says,
Yuri Kotsky, everyone.
And slow claps expressionlessly for a solid 30 seconds.
Victor is the greatest thing that ever happened to you,
Pajit says, when Yuri informs him over Skype that evening. Everything is Victor's fault.
Do you have any idea how many new followers I have because you can't keep your private life private anymore? I'm the top source of Yuri Kotsky pictures and videos in the world. Sooner or later, all your new fans find me. They come for you, and they stay for pics of my hamsters wearing tiny knit hats. My follower count is through the roof!
So what you really mean,
Yuri says dryly,
is that Victor's the greatest thing to ever happen to your Instagram.
And my Twitter, Yuri, and my Facebook and Tumblr and YouTube, don't downplay his importance in our lives. And don't you hurt that man, you hear me? Cherish him. Treat him right.
You're my best friend. Shouldn't you be giving him the shovel talk?
He came into your life, and now you break dance at press conferences and go on zombie hugging sprees and declare your love on live television, Yuri. The man's a god. He doesn't need a shovel talk. He needs another gold medal. And that's something I never thought anyone would say about Viktor freaking Nikiforov.
Freaking a bitch.
Yuri corrects him officiously, adjusting his glasses. He's been studying. Yakov watches the video in silence, and Viktor braces himself for the usual outburst, asking the universe at large why this is happening to him, demanding to know what he's done to deserve yet another troublemaker at his rank, loudly bemoaning every life choice that's led him to this moment. Viktor is so proud of his Yuri for inspiring one of Yakov's legendary rants before even setting foot in St. Petersburg. Yuri is smirking, waiting for the anticipated storm. Viktor has no doubt he'll relay every last word to Yuri, because that's how Yuri shows his love, spite and pettiness. Yakov says mildly, passing Yuri's phone back to him.
That was kind of Katsuki. That other boy still made a fool of himself, but it would have been much worse if Katsuki hadn't played along.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yuri says flatly, when they realize that's all Yakov has to say on the matter. Viktor doesn't stop laughing for a solid minute, and then he spends the next hour demanding reassurances from Yakov that he's still his favorite.
You were never my favorite!
Yakov roars.
You are a headache in human form! I hate everyone here!
Yes, yes, but you hate me less than the others,
Viktor insists. He wants Yuri to get along with Yakov, of course, but there are lines.
Yurio's a PR nightmare, and Mila keeps lifting small children over her head.
I'm not a small child,
Yurio hisses. Viktor pats him absently on top of the head, and then skids backwards to avoid being gutted by Skate Kick. Mila winks, glides up behind Yurio, and hefts him easily into the air.
I hate everyone!
Yurio shrieks.
Everyone!
His legs and arms wave uselessly through the air, like he's a turtle turned on his shell, struggling to right itself. Mila spins slowly in place, grinning.
And Georgie,
Viktor says to Yakov, ignoring Yurio's bellowing with the ease of long practice.
I must be less annoying than Georgie, at least.
Georgie looks to the heavens and asks,
Have I offended you? Is this why I suffer?
He's never sounded more like Yakov.
Stop talking to the ceiling, asshole!
Yurio snaps, beginning to look a little green in the face as Mila's spins pick up speed.
Put the boy down!
Yakov shouts, clutching at his hair. Well, what remains of it? Yakov has such a sad and empty existence. Viktor is glad his triumphant return can at least bring a little life and love back into it.
And you'll learn that my Yuri never does what he's told to do, even if he agrees out loud.
Viktor adds, shamelessly selling out his own student and future husband. Yakov pauses, turns back to him, and then smiles slowly.
Are you saying that you have a student who doesn't listen? Who puts you through the misery you've piled on me for years?
Viktor senses he may have miscalculated.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Japanese Yuri is my new favorite. I already like him more than any of you.
But I try so hard.
Georgie whispers sadly to the ice.
So hard. Best press conference ever,
the Japanese national silver medalist says when asked.
10 out of 10. Would medal again.
I would die for Katsuki-kun.
Minami declares, with terrifying sincerity. As with every other time a video of Yuri's gone viral this year, the internet has opinions. Opinions that Yuri does his best to avoid and ignore in spite of his own morbid self-destructive curiosity. Of course, a self-imposed media blackout means nothing in the face of Thailand's premier figure skater and the world's greatest selfie artist. Pajit calls Yuri and spends 40 minutes reading out YouTube comments like they're some kind of twisted bedtime story. He does voices, too.
Remember the tongue thing?
Pajit reads in a breathy, inexplicably Southern American belle accent.
China Cup SP, never forget.
He adds, sounding deeper, huskier, and vaguely Austrian.
Why?
Yudi asks, cradling his head in his hands.
Why are you like this, Petit?
Petit cackles, but otherwise ignores him.
Oh, here's a good one.
He muses over the line. Yudi's pretty sure he could have happily gone his entire life without hearing Petit shout.
Yuri Katsuki, more like Yuri Fine Booty, take me now! Oomph, oomph!
You're making that up.
Yudi says. Praise.
I actually left off two oomphs,
Petit says gleefully.
And an am I right or am I right? I thought that might be a bit much for you.
You're a true friend.
Thank you, Yuri Fine Booty.
You're the worst friend.
Oomph!
What if you became more famous than me?
Victor asks over Skype as Yudi finishes packing up his room. He's been back in Hasetsu for less than a year. How has he accumulated so much unnecessary stuff?
What if one day I'm just the pretty nameless man married to breakdancing sensation Katsuki Yuri?
He looks like he's not sure whether to be excited or desolate, eager or insecure. Yudi groans and shoves another sweater into a box. Mari sticks her head through the door, a pile of towels in her arms.
And wouldn't it be Yudi Katsuki Nikiforov?
She asks.
Nikiforov Katsuki, maybe.
Victor blinks, eyes going distant and dreamy. Yudi stares for a moment, stupidly besotted.
Ooh. Ooh, yes, I like that. I think I can be a trophy husband after all.
Mari nods like this is a reasonable conversation to be having, and then continues on her way without so much as a
hi
or a
bye.
Victor doesn't seem bothered. Yudi, who has spent over a decade doodling lopsided hearts around variations of
Victor Katsuki
and
Yuri Nikiforov,
on every scrap of paper he can find, tells him
Nikiforov Katsuki is best.
With absolute certainty, then coughs and says,
I mean, maybe. Not that I've thought about it or anything.
Well, it won't affect me,
Victor says dramatically.
Not when I'm just breakdancing sensation Yuri Nikiforov Katsuki's unnamed but spectacularly beautiful husband.
You'd better be figure skating legend Yuri Nikiforov Katsuki's unnamed but spectacularly beautiful husband.
Yudi mutters, vowing to never dance in public ever again. Victor gasps, and Yudi knows without looking that he's clasped his hands over his heart. He looks anyway, because Victor is a stunningly pretty human being, and Yudi is weak.
You think I'm beautiful?
He demands, eyes shining and cheeks gone pink.
Spectacularly beautiful.
Yudi reminds him, a little shyly. He ducks his head, reaching for the next pile of clothes, embarrassed by his own words.
Oh, my precious Yuri.
Victor sighs.
What are you doing? No, no, stop that right now. Put down that tie. You are not bringing that into my country.
You and me, right here, right now.
Yurio snarls in his face, while a bevy of journalists look on.
I'll show that Minahu what a real dance-off looks like.
Victor holds up a boombox like he's starring in an 80s romantic comedy, winking at the cameras as he hits play. Yudi literally just stepped off the plane 10 minutes ago. He's tired and feels disgusting, and he hasn't even had a chance to get his luggage from the baggage claim 15 feet away. Though he notes sullenly, Victor somehow found time to fetch Makachin. He spent the last 10 hours downing tiny overpriced bottles of vodka just to make the day bearable. He's upended his entire life to come to St. Petersburg. He spent the last week packing everything he owns and apologizing to his family for leaving again. He's moving to a country he's only ever visited for competitions, and he doesn't speak more than a few stock phrases of Russian. He spent the entire flight writhing in guilt over the sad noises Makachin made when he was taken away to be stowed with the luggage, agonizing about every possible thing that might conceivably go wrong. Victor hasn't even kissed him yet. Yudi's not saying he's been dreaming of another run into one another's arms reunion like after Rostelecom, but he's been dreaming of another running into one another's arms reunion like after Rostelecom. Instead, Victor's holding onto Makachin and a boombox. He is going to trash Yurio for this. But first, he narrows his eyes at Victor and speaks the words he knows will hurt him most.
I brought the tie.
Breakdancing sensation Yuri Katsuki inspires impromptu airport flash mob!
Pajit crows over the phone, not even bothering to say hello.
Victor's fault.
Yuri says, snuggling into Victor's softest robe. Taking a bite of the omelet Victor woke up early to make for him. Breakfast in bed is, he decides, the greatest invention of all time.
All of it.
He absolutely does not smile at all as Victor waves at him like an absolute dork from his ridiculously enormous walk-in closet. Then Yuri realizes Victor's poking at Yuri's small selection of formal clothes. Also, he's holding fabric scissors.
Victor, don't you dare!
Yuri says. He starts to get up, but it's too late. The scissors cut through the tie easily, the bottom half crumpling sadly to the floor. Makuchin paws it at once, then turns up his nose and walks away. Victor doesn't even try to hide his amusement.
I'm sorry, but I had one rule,
Victor tells him, not sounding sorry in the least.
And as your coach, I must enforce it, no matter how much it might hurt us both.
Now he's killed my favorite tie.
Yuri sighs.
I love that man,
Pajit says, sounding a little choked up about it.
So, so much.
The end!
Author's notes.
I have regrets. Mila ambushes Yuri into a jitterbug at an interview during Worlds. Sara sneaks a tango in front of the media at Skate America. Pichit and Chris sweep an unsuspecting Yuri into an enthusiastic single ladies dance-off during the GPF banquet. Mila films it and releases the video to widespread acclaim. At the Olympics, Victor pulls him into an extremely public and passionate rendition of the Pulp Fiction Saturday Night Fever dance. Disco sensation Yuri Katsuki and husband wow crowds, headlines proclaim. Panties are thrown, panties are dodged.
They couldn't even say figure skating Olympic gold medalist,
Yuri complains.
Instead, I'm disco sensation.
I'm writing them a nasty letter,
Victor says with a frown.
It's supposed to be Yuri Nikiforov Katsuki and husband.
Otabek's slow clap intensifies.
And some bloopers. He claps his hand to his heart and watches Victor all but tackle.
Gonna want to redo clasps. He doesn't clap his hands to his heart.
He could! You don't know what it's like!
Remember the tongue thing?
Oh no, I think she'll be able to find where we all started laughing.